Are Children Born with a Sin Nature? By Steve Martin. I've recently read A.E. Nock's book, The Exposé of the Two Natures. It's a short read and you need to read it yourself, but here's a short synopsis. Nock says that we are not born with an evil nature, but in reality are born with a good nature. The problem of sin is not our nature. Our nature knows what we should do. The problem of sin is our lack of vitality and strength not to sin. This lack of power is a result of the fact that we are dying. We are born with deficiencies and begin the dying process the day that we are born. Recently, I've been thinking about this topic and how it relates to children. As a great-grandfather, I've become more appreciative of a child's innocence and beauty. I don't know about you, but the religious system in which I was raised considered children to have evil and rebellious hearts, and we needed to beat the rebellion out of them. We were taught that this sweet little child had a strong will that needed to be broken by any method necessary. So when a child disobeyed, cried, or whined, they needed to be spanked until the will was broken. This often ended up in abuse, as frustrated parents felt pressure to compel their child to fall in line. Children were to be seen and not heard. They were to be models of good behavior. Spare the rod, spoil the child. Nothing showed a model family like children meekly responding and obeying their parents. Parents who had wayward children were looked down on as being parenting failures. I was caught up in this like everyone else in our group. Years ago, I repented to my children for my parental failures. They graciously forgave me, realizing the religious system we are part of. So now, looking back as a great-grandfather, how do I see parenting differently? Here are some things that I've been considering. Do you think that a child's natural instincts are always sinful, or could they simply be expressions of frustration, confusion, or a need for attention? If children are born with a good nature, as Nock suggests, how should this affect the way we discipline and guide them? How does the idea that we are born with deficiencies and begin the dying process from birth shape your understanding of children's behavior? In what ways might we misunderstand a child's behavior if we assume that they are innately rebellious or evil? How does the belief that children are born with a sin nature impact the parent-child relationship, particularly in religious families? Could more empathy and understanding in parenting reduce the need for harsh discipline? How does viewing children as inherently good align with my experience as a great-grandfather and your observations of your own children and grandchildren? What role does compassion play in correcting or guiding a child's behavior? How do societal and religious expectations of parenting differ from what children may truly need? I'm still thinking about all of this. I don't have an article prepared on how you should be doing your parenting. I just believe that religion has taken us down the wrong path, and we seriously need to reconsider our parenting methods. I do see in my children and others that they have taken a more holistic approach to parenting, and that gives me hope. I remember being at a birthday party, and there was this sweet little girl about 2 years old, walking, being really cute. I overheard one guy say to another, "She may be cute, but her heart is desperately wicked, and her will needs to be broken." The other guy replied, "Yay, she will have to walk down to the altar like everyone else." At the time, I didn't know why. But that just didn't seem right to me. If we see our cute little babies as little demons the minute they are born, it is no wonder that we spank them as little babies when they needed to be hugged and reassured. Another factor that plays into this is hell. If we think we need to keep our children from going to hell, desperate measures are required. Once we understand the absolute sovereignty of God, we can trust that God has a plan for this child. And whatever it is, it will be marvelous and beautiful in the end. I don't know the answers. I just know there is something really wrong with Christianity's child-rearing methods. They have everything else wrong. Why wouldn't they be wrong about this as well?